Well, good morning. Welcome to Studio 365, powered by TableThink. Today is Sunday, and this is episode 128. We are in our series called Innovation. My name is Joshua, and I'm here in the studio with Pastor Carrie Palmer, and we're innovating.
We are. I can't wait to share all the things that have kind of been coming out of this series or why we're doing it.
And yes.
We've got a lot of great things ahead of us.
So we do.
How are you?
You know, I am doing good. I've been spending a little bit of time doing some traveling, some driving.
Uh-oh.
And so it's always, you know, every time you go somewhere, you think, oh, that'll just, you know, it'll be fun. And it is.
Right.
It's a fun, it's
sure.
a fun journey. But sometimes I just think, wow, that was a lot of driving. And that's kind of how I feel right now. I'm still in that driving days.
Yeah, you kind of just need one of those transporters that transport you magically
exactly.
from one place to another.
Yes, and probably the biggest time that it ever hit me was when I had this great idea to do this huge cross-country trip in the Grand Canyon and all these places. And about halfway back, I thought, you know, I'm getting a little tired of the driving. But see, once you've already made it halfway.
That's right.
You have no other option but to keep going.
That's right.
But yeah, it's fun. How are you doing?
Well, good. I was just thinking when you were saying that really is innovation, right?
Yeah.
That once you get going, you think, is this going to work? But you're already halfway there.
Exactly.
You have to do that.
So you got to move on.
Yeah, that's kind of where we're at today.
Yeah.
And going to be talking about some fun things that Studio 365 is going to be changing.
Innovating,
yeah. Yeah, and so we thought that this series would be a really good way to explain. So I'm going to let you kind of set us up for a little bit, and every day we'll be telling a little bit more of what's happening.
Very cool, yeah. So basically, we, you know, what's interesting about doing a podcast is that you have lots of data.
Yes.
And so when you kind of, you know, back in the old days of just kind of putting something on TV or stuff, you had to do surveys to find out, like, is anyone listening?
Right.
When are they listening? What are they listening to? But today what's really cool is we actually get all this data so we can see, like, who's listening. You know, we can't see who's listening. not to creep anyone out.
And where you're at.
Right. We just know that people are listening, and we know what they're, you know, that they're listening to what episodes they're listening to and how many a day. But what we started to find in the data is that the majority of people don't actually listen every single day. They kind of listen the same way that we maybe watch shows on Netflix now.
Right.
And so what they would do is maybe have some time and then listen to several in a day.
Yeah.
Or a lot, or, you know, go back and listen to just kind of a ton at one time, and then maybe not listen for a little while and then listen to a lot more. And so we begin to kind of think, because as we talk about innovation, you know, we've been talking about making plans and all that, and we definitely are plan makers here.
Right.
And so we have many, many plans, but we also always want to be flexible in those plans, because I think sometimes people make a plan and then it's like, nope, we're doing that no matter what, because that's what we decided. And then it's like they're looking around and that no one else
it's
is with
working.
Them anymore.
Yeah,
yeah, it's not, it wasn't a good idea. Or even things that were great ideas, just things change, culture changes, things change. So we want to kind of really do what we talk about, which is be innovative and kind of look at that. And so we kind of have been, you know, playing around with some different ideas, and we finally landed on what we're thinking about doing.
Right. And, you know, what's fun is that we have these other projects with TableThink. And
right.
so we're kind of investing our innovativeness with that. And
yeah.
then when we begin to really read the stats on what's going on, we thought we need to listen to that and to pay attention, not to give up Studio 365, but let it continue on kind of on a new pathway.
Yeah.
And to take that risk. And I think that's what happens in life, is that we need to understand that it doesn't mean that what our ultimate goal is going to change, but how we do that needs to change. And our goal is to help people live the best life with God. And that's really what that all is, and to do it in an innovative and new way that will work. And as we've gone on, I mean, almost every day we're like, oh, we need to not do that. And, you know, and of course I'm always critiquing, and you get to listen to what I think.
Yes, yes.
But when we start really listening to the listener and kind of how things are being done, we want to be smart about this. I don't think this will be our last changed, but this year has been full, and yeah. you know, we're already on episode 128. So
yeah, that's crazy.
You know, that's a lot since you know we first began. And so one of the things I want to be sure and get in our message is the word of God.
Yeah.
And John 7:38 says in this, that's it's really profound when you talk about innovation. It says, "He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." And that means that our life is not to be stagnant, that when we invite Christ in, that there's this constant flowing presence of Christ, and that that we don't have to say, "I'm going to settle."
Right.
We don't have to say, "I'm stuck." We don't have to stay the very same way. In fact, because we have this flowing presence, this living water within us, we're able to move forward with an energy that is beyond what we can do on our own. And so when we take a risk, it's a risk of trust. It's a risk of faith. It's a leap in going forward of knowing that we have something more to do. There's something added onto this. And that's really what innovation is all about. And so as we kind of reveal this week, and what I truly believe that God has helped us to do, we can all be really excited that God is the God of more and always wants us to be in this whole kind of state of being, of being ready to do something more.
Right, totally.
So Joshua and friends, I will talk to you tomorrow in Studio 365.
Yes, well, this is going to be a fun week on Studio 365 as we kind of share with you where this is going and kind of where we have been led to take this. And so we hope you have enjoyed this episode. Make sure to check out our website, studio365daily.com, and make sure that you come back so you can hear our next episode. And we will see you tomorrow at Studio 365.